Hello, and welcome to Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Keshet Star, and today we're going to be learning Tehillim Perek Ayin Aleph, Psalms chapter 71. In this perek, we're going to learn to think about God as a refuge, a port in the storm, a place to turn to when we are struggling. In Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, we read, Haya li latsur mi'on lavo tamid. Be for me a sheltering rock to come to continually. Tzivita lehoshieni kisali umitzudati ata. You commanded to save me because you are my rock and my fortress. This idea of you commanded to save me is often translated to mean that Hashem commanded others to save me. As Rashi notes, David is saying that Hashem has sent many messengers to save him throughout his life. When it comes to the idea of God as a sheltering rock we can enter continually, which is such beautiful language, Rashi understands this to mean that Hashem created a shelter where David could protect himself from those pursuing him, that Hashem sort of embodied himself in a safe and sheltering space. The idea of God as a sheltering force, as an eternal safety, is a powerful one. Rashi's interpretation also presents an important philosophical idea, which is that when we are saved by others, whether it's a person or just a perfectly timed escape solution, that is really Hashem stepping in to save us through his agents in the world. The next pasuk, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, asks Hashem to save us from the hands of the wicked, from the palms of those who would treat others unjustly and rob us. And the word that's used for rob is chometz, which the Ibn Ezra defines as cruel. So we know that there are bad actors out there, and we're asking God to protect us. We then continue with the theme of this perek, ki ata tikvati Hashem, we see in Pasuk Hey, for you are my hope, Hashem. Hashem miftachti mine'urai. Hashem has been my hope since my youth. Not only is David commenting on Hashem's protection of him now, but he's noting that that protection has always been there all the way back to childhood. Similarly, when we're thinking about our own examples of divine protection in our lives, we shouldn't only focus on our adult lives, but also think back to our childhood and see if as adults now we can notice the hand of God in some of those events. In the next pasuk, we go back even a bit further. I relied on you from birth, David says. From my mother's womb, you drew me. So here, David is going all the way back, really seeing Hashem's active involvement from the beginning. In Pasuk Zion, we see, I was an example for the multitudes, but you were my strong shelter. So this whole idea of being an example for the multitudes means that people saw what was happening and worried it would happen to them. So you know you're in a bad situation if your own life circumstances are enough to give other people a sort of collective anxiety. And yet, despite this difficult circumstance, or perhaps because of it, Hashem is the machzi'oz, the strong shelter that protects me. We see another well-known concept in Pasuk Tet, verse 9, where David says, Al tashlicheni le'itzikna, kichlos kochi, al ta'azveni. Do not cast me away in my old age, and when my strength fails me, do not abandon me. Many of you might recognize this line from when we read it as part of the liturgy on Yom Kippur, and I always get chills when I hear it. In many ways, this concept represents the essence of Hashem as our shelter, even as our strength ebbs away, even as we diminish in our usefulness from a purely utilitarian perspective, Hashem will stay with us. Rashi offers a beautiful spin on this concept, noting that old age can also mean heaviness in sins. Not so much that we're chronologically old, but rather that we're old in our behaviors, we're weighed down in our mistakes. But even in the depths of a sinful life, we can still turn to God to bring us back. Then we read another impassioned plea to God in Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12, Elokim al tirchak mimeni, Elokai le'ezrasi chusa. Hashem, do not distance yourself from me. God, hurry to help me. And here again, it's almost a primal plea, begging God not only for the intercession in the events that are causing us pain, but also for him to be close with us in our difficulties, when we feel at our weakest, at our most desperate, that he should be in the hole there with us. David maintains that he will always hope and always praise Hashem. Rashi says that this means that David will always hope for Hashem's salvation, and as far away as it may seem at times, he will not lose faith that it will come. In Pasuk Tetva, verse 15, we read, Pi yisaper tzidkasecha, kol hayom tshuvatecha, ki lo yadai seferot. My mouth will recite your righteousness all the day your salvation, because I do not know their number. Rashi understands this to mean that the speaker here doesn't know all the salvation that Hashem will do for him. And there's a sense of the expansiveness and the abundance of Hashem's generosity that we can't even count. We can't even fathom all the salvations that are coming. Then in Pasuk Yud Zion, we see, Hashem, you have taught me since my youth, and until now, I shall recite your wonders. Rashi identifies a sense of continuity here, past, present, and future. No matter what I've been through in the past, what I'm experiencing now, and what I'm going to experience down the road, I will praise you, Hashem, and praise your wonders throughout all of it. Similarly, in Pasuk Yud Tet, David talks about Hashem's righteousness being ad marom, until the heights. And here Rashi takes an even longer arc, noting that this connects to the generational aspect of sharing Hashem's wonders. It's not just now, but for always. Finally, as we come to the close of this parak, we read these beautiful words, Tar benasif asai ki azamra lecha v'nafshi asher padita. My lips will sing praises when I play music to you, and my soul which you redeemed. And Rashi says this idea of music refers to David's harp, the very famous and symbolic way in which David sang and praised Hashem. We conclude with one more note of our eternal praising of Hashem. Gam lishoni kol hayom tehaget kasecha. And also my tongue will speak of your righteousness all the days. Throughout the ups and downs of our lives, there is one constant. Hashem as our eternal refuge, his love for us, and our faithful and eternal love for him. Thank you so much for learning with us. It's been a true pleasure to get to learn and share with you. And thank you again for being part of this program. And may all our learning be Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.